Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. During the season of tomatoes, corn, and watermelons, it's easy to overlook a pair of bit players in the summer garden, and that would be radishes and carrots. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of the Waterfront Kitchen, we've now started to see some heirloom varieties.
Oh, yeah. I mean, gone are the round red radish and the long orange carrot.
Right.
I mean, now we're seeing all sorts of shapes and sizes, and I think they're great. Talking about radishes, I kind of lumped them into two families. I'm not sure if this is a purely biological definition, but there's sort of the 30-day maturing group of radishes, and then there's like the 60 to 80-day maturing radishes. I mean, the 30-day ones are the ones we're familiar with, but some great sort of varieties out there. White hailstone is one. This was introduced around 1888, and it's pure white from skin all the way through and really peppery. I don't know if you like that peppery version of the radish. The plum purple is amazing color. I mean, just stunning sort of raven's purple outside. And again, sort of a pink-white flesh inside. There's a long scarlet, which is actually pre-1870, which looks like a carrot.
It's no kidding.
Red, just like a radish, but long and thin like a carrot. Then the longer versions, like the 80-day ones, which are like the daikon radish, which is great, a big, like sometimes 14 inches long with
yeah,
a very
huge.
Mild flavor, great for sort of dicing. And there's a great one out there called Black Spanish Round.
No kidding.
Which is jet black skin on the outside and pure white flesh on the inside.
Drama.
Really stunning, like sliced in salads. I mean, it almost looks like you didn't wash the dirt off them.
Yes.
But they're actually kind of got a really sort of mild flavor, which is really nice. I think the ones that grow longer tend to mellow out in the ground, which is cool. But also the greens, people forget about them, but radish tops make great salads. They bruise easy, so don't toss them too hard, but they're really good as salads.
I love the French breakfast radish
it's
myself.
It's a great radish, long, icicle-looking, kind of white
nice
on top, red on
crisp,
the bottom.
Mild flavor.
Exactly.
It's
good
really
to just
nice.
Dip in butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, and carrots, go figure, it's the second most popular vegetable in the world. Potatoes being number one, of course. Carrots number two. And but the orange version, very new to us.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This was a Dutch sort of creation. The Dutch, while they were playing around with tulips, were also playing around with carrots and found one mutation that was very high in beta carotene, hence the orange carrot. But prior to that, they were all yellow, white, purple, but not orange, believe me. Very few orange carrots.
Amazing.
Prior to that. Yeah, now that's the one we see all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Great little heirloom varieties of these two, things like Thumbelina, which actually now grow short and fat like radishes rather than long. And the skin is very thin, so they don't need to be peeled. Then the skin is very sweet. There's a Belgian white version, which basically introduced around 1863. Again, just pure white, long and thin, almost like an icicle looking carrot. And then the Cosmic, which is the big purple one again, which is really, really dark purple.
I think one of the greatest benefits of carrots comes in cooking, where they add this wonderful sweetness
to
dishes. Does that sweetness carry out through all of the carrot family?
It does. I mean, as a matter of fact, the orange ones to me are the least sweet of all of them. These heirloom varieties tend to be sweeter. Yeah, they're really pretty.
And the carrots are going to last quite a while now. We're into a fairly long carrot season.
That's right. And a lot of these heirloom varieties, unlike the common one, don't get bitter when it gets hot out. So we'll see them through the summer.
Well, carrots and radishes out there, folks, pick up some of the old-fashioned ones and get in touch with the American agricultural scene of yesteryear. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.